And Israel took all these cities. And Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab, and taken all his land out of his hand even unto Arnon. Wherefore they that speak in Proverbs say, Come into Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared, for there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It hath consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. We have shot at them, Heshbon is perished even unto Dibon, and we have laid them waste even unto Nopah, which reacheth unto Medeba. And the Lord said unto Moses, Fear him not, for I have delivered him into thy hand, and all his people and his land. And thou shalt do to him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. Ataroth, and Dibon, and Jazer, and Nimrah, and Heshbon, and Eleali, and Shebam, and Nebo, and Beon, even. And the children of Reuben built Heshbon, and Eleali, and Kirjathaim, after he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Ashtaroth and Edrei. Rise ye up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. Behold, I have given into thine hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon and his land. Begin to possess it, and contend with him in battle. And I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemoth unto Sihon king of Heshbon with words of peace, saying, But Sihon king of Heshbon would not let us pass by him. For the Lord thy God hardened his spirit, and made his heart obstinate, that he might deliver him into thy hand as appeareth this day. And the Lord said unto me, Fear him not, for I will deliver him and all his people and his land into thy hand. And thou shalt do unto him as thou didst unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwelt at Heshbon. And we utterly destroyed them as we did unto Sihon, king of Heshbon, utterly destroying the men, women, and children of every city. On this side Jordan, in the valley over against Beth Peor, in the land of Sihon, king of the Amorites, who dwelt at Heshbon, whom Moses and the children of Israel smote after they were come forth out of Egypt. And when ye came unto this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon, and Og the king of Bashan, came out against us unto battle, and we smote them, and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan, to Sihon king of Heshbon, and to Og king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. Sihon king of the Amorites, who dwelt in Heshbon, and ruled from Aroer, which is upon the bank of the river Arnon, and from the middle of the river, and from half Gilead even unto the river Jabbok, which is the border of the children of Ammon, and reigned in Mount Hermon, and in Salca, and in all Bashan, unto the border of the Geshurites, and the Milcathites, and half Gilead, the border of Sihon, king of Heshbon. In all the cities of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, unto the border of the children of Ammon. Heshbon, and all her cities that are in the plain, Dibon, and Beamoth-Baal, and Beth-Baal-Meon, and all the cities of the plain, and all the kingdom of Sihon, king of the Amorites, which reigned in Heshbon, whom Moses smote with the princes of Midian, Evi, and Recham, and Zur, and Hur, and Reba, which were dukes of Sihon, dwelling in the country. And from Heshbon unto Ramoth-Mispe, and Betonim, and from Mahanaim unto the border of Debir, and in the valley Betharim, and Beth-Nimrah, and Succoth, and Zaphon, the rest of the kingdom of Sihon, king of Heshbon, Jordan, and his border, even under the edge of the sea of Chinnereth, on the other side Jordan eastward, Heshbon with her suburbs, Jazer with her suburbs, four cities in all. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, Let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place. While Israel dwelt in Heshbon and her towns, and in Aroer and her towns, and in all the cities that be along by the coast of Arnon 300 years? Why, therefore, did ye not recover them within that time? And Heshbon with her suburbs, and Jazer with her suburbs. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners. So they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. Thy neck is as a tower of ivory. Thine eyes like the fish pools in Heshbon, by the gate of Betharim. Thy nose is as the tower of Lebanon, which looketh toward Damascus. And Heshbon shall cry, and Eleali, their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, his life shall be grievous unto him. For the fields of Heshbon languish, and the vine of Sibmah. The lords of the heathen have broken down the principal plants thereof. They are come even unto Jazer. They wandered through the wilderness. Her branches are stretched out. They are gone over the sea. Therefore I will bewail with the weeping of Jazer, the vine of Sibmah. I will water thee with my tears, O Heshbon and Elealeh. For the shouting for thy summer fruits and for thy harvest is fallen. There shall be no more praise of Moab. In Heshbon they have devised evil against it. Come, and let us cut it off from being a nation. Also thou shalt be cut down, O madman. The sword shall pursue thee. From the cry of Heshbon, even unto Elealeh, and even unto Jahaz, have they uttered their voice, from Zoar even unto Horonaim, as an heifer of 3 years old. For the waters also of Nimrim shall be desolate. They that fled stood under the shadow of Heshbon because of the force. But a fire shall come forth out of Heshbon, and a flame from the midst of Sihon, and shall devour the corner of Moab, and the crown of the head of the tumultuous ones. Howl, O Heshbon, for Ai is spoiled. Cry, ye daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth. Lament and run to and fro by the hedges, for their king shall go into captivity, and his priests and his princes together.